Well, hey, hi, how are ya? It's Thursday, it's 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. I know everybody's dying to know right now. Did you watch the debate last night?
No.
Did I watch the debate last night? Yes.
You did?
Not all of it.
Did it make you fall asleep?
No, it was not. It was not boring.
Oh, okay.
At all. Well, okay, I take that back. After a while, it started to sound like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Wah, wah, wah,
it was
wah,
the same thing wah, back wah, and forth.
Wah, wah, wah.
The first, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes of it were interesting. And then they just kept saying the same thing over and over. Well, he says he's going to do this, and that's not going to work because of this. Well, he thinks this is going to work, and it's not going to because of this. And it was like they were talking in circles.
Oh, so it's like talking to me.
Yeah, pretty much. At one point, I was looking for my chicken button.
Like little hens in the coop just away.
Yeah, pretty much. But I had after the first, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes, whatever it was I watched before we were trying to get kids to bed and all of that, I kind of got the feeling that Romney won the debate, if there is such a thing as a winner. And most things I'm seeing on the internet this morning are saying the same thing.
That's pretty much what I saw, is that he definitely won.
With the exception of people on Facebook who clearly really like one candidate or the other, and they say, who are these people? Who are they listening to? Because that's not the debate I watched. I didn't think he won. Yeah. Now I know how you feel on Sundays on Facebook when people are writing about football.
Yeah. Unless it's Skol Vikes, then I'm all for it.
Yeah.
It's getting better, though, because now, you know, that I understand football a little bit more. Now it doesn't bother me as much because now I'm more into it. Except for the teams that I don't care about.
Yeah, but there's still reasons to watch. I mean, it's still
the teams I don't care about.
Football. Yeah.
I just rather watch the Vikings play.
All right. Well, anyway, so it's going to be cold today, but not as cold as North Dakota was yesterday.
North Dakota.
Some town by the name of Grassy Butte, North Dakota, had an inch of snow by 12:30 yesterday.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, visibility reduced to a quarter mile. Halliday, North Dakota, 3 inches.
3 inches?
By 3 o'clock. Ooh. Medora, North Dakota, had 2 inches. Yesterday, let's see, Bismarck, North Dakota got, or could have between 1 and 3 inches of snow by the time it was all over. We can't even get a little bit of rain.
I know.
Good God. Yeah, it's, definitely fall. I just hope this isn't another October where all of a sudden the weather changes drastically quickly. Remember a couple of years ago, it snowed like on, I remember the date, it was October 7th.
God, you're so weird. How do you remember that?
Because it was an early, early snowstorm, that's why I remember.
That wasn't even like you broke your arm or anything, like that, that's like...
No, but I was reffing a football game when I saw a wall of snow come flying at us.
I cannot believe you remember the date of that.
And it was, I can't remember if it was 2009 or 10.
You were so weird.
Twins were in the playoffs, I know that. So it wasn't last year.
No, it wasn't last year.
No. I think it was 2010. But it was the crappiest year for weather. I think it was 2009. It was snowing.
I don't think it was 2010.
It was snowing or cold from like that day all the way through October. And it was just, it was brutal. It was not fun at all. But yeah, so here comes weather. I'm excited for it. How about you?
No.
Me either.
Not at all. It's very cold this morning. I put on the winter jacket.
I didn't go that far, but I did wear a long sleeve shirt under my hoodie this morning.
Yeah, a sweater on and a shirt underneath that and the winter jacket.
And I think I'm going to finally have to park my truck in the garage again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The reason I quit, I don't think I told you this. The reason I quit parking my truck in the garage is because my wife cannot give me enough room to get in and out of the truck.
Yes, you did tell me that.
She could give me enough room to get in and out of the truck, but she doesn't. And then when One morning, I could not, just carrying my backpack, I couldn't get into the truck. I couldn't get in. I had to put it in first, and then I slid in. And apparently I was making a lot of angry racket in the garage, which is right below our bedroom. And then that night, I parked outside. Because it's a lot easier to just walk up to the truck, open the door, throw it in, go.
Right.
And she's like, why are you parking outside? Okay. If I park in the garage again and you're parked that close to the truck, I'm taking your car. Why? Well, you can, after you get in, you can turn the wheel to get it a little bit farther. I mean, another 3-4 inches and I'm good. But I literally couldn't get in. I mean, it would have been just as bad because I park as far over to the wall of the garage as I can.
Right.
And I would have had more room climbing in that side. Oh. On the passenger side than I would have on the other. So.
Wow.
But now that it's cold out, I'm going to have to bite the bullet. The other problem was then, after that, of course, then she really parked over to her side.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't get, I couldn't walk by her car to get to the truck. There's a lot of room in between, but there was no room between the door and the truck and her car, I mean.
Maybe you should draw or paint lines or something so she knows exactly where to park.
Well, that would really ruin it for her then, because you know how women do in parking lots.
Really?
Yeah.
You gonna go there?
You've been to the mall? Just saying.
The only time it's bad in the mall is when it snowed and they can't see the lines.
That still blows me away that people cannot. I understand the line not being perfectly straight.
Right.
I get that. But when they're not even in the same pointed in the same direction as the car next to them, that's
it's so
when
it bad.
Gets, you know, it's like they're trying to make a lowercase h with the cars.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Cracks me up.
We'll have to take pictures this year of it.
Bad parking.
It's so bad.
It is. Back on May 7th, 40-year-old Danny Sawyer bought a blue Chevy Traverse from a dealership called Priority Chevrolet in Chesapeake, Virginia. He signed a contract to buy it for $34,000. The next day, he went back to swap it for the same model in black. Apparently, the dealership sales manager let him make the switch and never mentioned the black Traverse cost $5,600 more than the blue. So, Danny drove off with his new black SUV for the same price. The dealership quickly figured out they'd just accidentally given Danny a massive discount, so they called him and told him that he'd need to sign a new contract to pay around $39,000 for it instead of $34,000, and Danny said, no chance. So, on June 15th, the dealership called the cops to report Danny for theft. Cops picked him up and held him in jail for 4 hours until they could sort out what was happening. The charge was dropped because of a lack of evidence, and the dealership ended up apologizing to him but he said it was too late. He had now filed 2 lawsuits against them for malicious prosecution, slander, defamation, and abuse of process, seeking $2.2 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wouldn't you be pretty ticked about that, though?
Yeah, it was their fault.
You're the one that screwed it up.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I've gone to the store before and something rang up wrong, or they scanned it wrong, or they forgot to scan it. You know? Not that I'm in the habit of walking away with a whole bunch of something for nothing, but I mean, if they miss, like, you know, they forget to scan 1 jug of milk, I'm not going to go back. I'm already home.
Right.
You know?
Who checks their receipts that closely?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if I'm buying a whole bunch of groceries, I don't check that closely. I do try to watch while they're scanning stuff.
What is it with you girls and that?
And doing that?
Crystal, like, why don't you pay attention to when they're ringing it up? I don't know, because it doesn't interest me.
Because I've caught mistakes before. That's why I do it.
Well, if I hear a double deep deep when they scan it, then yeah, I say something. But
I just watch it to make sure that the prices are ringing up right. Especially when it comes to groceries.
So you know the price of everything that you bought?
I am really close to. You know how you're a date savant? When they're ringing up groceries, I can remember the prices.
How much was your bread the last time you bought bread?
$1.99.
How much was your milk?
I bought the smaller one. I think it was like $2.05.
How about frozen pizza?
I don't buy frozen pizza.
What? You don't buy frozen pizza?
Not very often. I think I have one in the freezer. It was probably $1.39 or something like that.
Oh.
The party pizza thingies. The girls love those.
Yeah. I used to like them, and now they're kind of like ramen noodles. I just can't do it anymore.
The girls love them.
Yeah.
They love them.
Don't love those. Anyway, we've got news on the way. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:23, up to 52 today, if you can say up to that. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Wake up in the morning feeling nothing like P. Diddy.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is October 4th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not... Because Dakota Johnson is 23 today. Who? Dakota Johnson, the daughter of Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith.
Oh, okay.
She's also on that new Fox sitcom, Ben and Kate.
Oh.
And I doubt she's ever been to a Dakota.
I doubt it. Maybe.
Rachel Lee Cook is 33 today. She was the geek turned prom queen in She's All That.
Oh, gotcha.
And unfortunately, she says she will never do nude scenes. Not because she doesn't want to be naked, but because she says she gets too cold. Chicks, man. Alicia Silverstone is 36 today. AC Green is 49. Former NBA stud and a former 38-year-old virgin.
Okay.
Got married in April of 2002. So that was the first time. Pretty rare for the NBA, let me tell you.
That is.
Yeah. They got about 800 times more kids than they do players. Russell Simmons is 55. Linda McMahon is 64 today, CEO of the WWE and Vince McMahon's wife of 45 years. Susan Sarandon, 66 today. Didn't she and what's his name get divorced? They were together forever.
Yeah.
Tim Robbins?
I think so.
Yeah.
She looks good still, though.
1957, the space age officially began when the Soviet Union launched Sputnik, first man-made satellite, into orbit. But even more importantly, the same day, 55 years ago... CBS launched Leave It to Beaver.
Wow.
Yeah. 1970, Janis Joplin was found dead in an apartment of an apparent heroin overdose in a room at the Landmark Hotel in Hollywood, only 27 years old. She had just finished recording her second solo album. Other rock stars who died at 27, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain, Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones, Grateful Dead keyboard player Ron Pigpen McKernan, and also Amy Winehouse. 1996, tragedy struck when Van Halen announced that former Extreme lead singer Gary Cherone had been chosen to replace Sammy Hagar. Yeah, I don't think anybody really bought that album, did they?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. 1996, That Thing You Do was released.
Movie written, directed,
and starred Tom Hanks.
I liked it.
It was okay.
I liked it.
It was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't exactly the icing on the cake of his Oscar runs.
Yeah, you know? But he's had so many good ones.
Oh, I know. Hey, you got to swing and miss every now and then.
I don't think it was a miss.
It was a foul ball back into the net. He was on it, but it just didn't connect.
Okay.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because on this day in 1986, two hooligans attacked CBS Evening News anchor Dan Rather. And yelled,
"What's a frequency cat at the show?
What's a frequency cat at?" Yeah, that's what they said to him when they attacked him. What's the frequency cat at? REM wrote the song afterwards.
What a bunch of weirdos.
8 years later. I don't know if the song has anything to do with the attack, but...
So weird.
Go attack somebody. Everybody hurts! You know what? I'm losing my religion!
Just go shout titles of songs at them.
REM songs.
Just REM.
Just REM songs. Well, this is REM.
Yeah.
You know. Love Shack Band! Oh, that's a different Georgia band. Never mind. Anyway, Dan Rather was attacked and the hooligans yelled, "What's the frequency, Kenneth?" on this day in 1986. And that is why today, October 4th, is... Dirt.
Justin Bieber's mom got set up. I will tell you with who coming up in the dirt.
It is 627.
New music. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is, what time is it? It's 641. We're going to top out at 52 today. It's going to be cold. I would wear more than a long sleeve shirt today.
A hoodie.
It was so weird. It was in the
jacket.
It was in the 80s yesterday, but it still just felt like, yeah, this is still fall. It's still kind of, there's still chill.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's the wind.
I just didn't quite believe it. But anyway, so this is a really cute story. There is a guy who is over in Iraq, couldn't make it home for the birth of his twins.
Aw.
So he Skyped there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, Skyped his way there. His name is John Zimbelman. He's from Whitefish, Montana. He's been working in Iraq as a private communications contractor for the Navy. He had planned to come home last week because his wife was about to give birth to their twins, but he had a visa problem and couldn't make it back in time. So workers at the North Valley Hospital helped him out. When Aaron went into labor on Tuesday last week at the hospital, a worker sat on a stool next to her and held an iPad where John was supposed to be.
Aww.
Back in Iraq, John was able to watch the birth of his twins on Skype, and Braylon and Brielle were born 1 minute apart.
Wow, that was quick.
Aaron and, well, it isn't usually long between twins.
Yeah.
And they're right next to each other.
I have like tears. That's so sweet. They're right. I know they're right next to each other. It just seems really quick.
They're kind of in the same seat.
Bam, bam.
Aaron and the babies are home doing fine. John is supposed to be home in time for Thanksgiving. So, and there's a really cute picture of the family, and he kind of looks like Max Headroom on the iPad sitting next to him.
I love it.
And if you're younger and weren't alive in the 80s, that means absolutely nothing to you.
You're
but,
so confused right now.
Yeah, who's Max Headroom? But anyway, very cute story. Very, very cute. We were talking earlier about that story of the car dealership that accidentally gave a guy $5,600 off an SUV. And then they said, hey, you got to come back, do some different paperwork and pay more money. And he's like, no. Yeah. And so they called the cops. He got arrested, turned into this big mess. Now the guy's suing him. The charges were dropped because there was really no evidence of theft.
Right.
But Chris is on the phone. How's it going, Chris?
Hey, I was just listening to you guys on the radio talk about the whole car thing. And I think that's totally wrong with that guy. I mean, you know, it seems like anymore in society, as long as I get mine, who cares about you? That's not the right kind of mentality. I mean, he should have went back and made it right with the dealership. I mean, those people, the salesman probably lost his job. The sales manager probably got, you know, written up. And the owner lost $5,000. That's probably his profit for the entire month around that small store. So, you know, this whole thing of this guy is in the right is totally wrong.
Well, I don't think he's in the right, but to call him in for stealing a car, that's Grand Theft Auto, that's going too far.
Well, and $5,000 isn't considered.
Oh, yeah, that would be. Yeah.
That'd be a felony, yeah.
Yeah.
My dad owned two dealerships growing up. Didn't really spend a lot of time with him, but he was by no means wealthy. I mean, I remember, you know, a couple months, you know, go by and not a sale. And then all of a sudden, sell five or six cars, seven cars, make some money, things would be okay.
Yeah.
But people just assume that the dealerships have a lot of money, and a lot of these guys don't.
Yeah, I thank you for the call, Chris. No, the smaller town dealerships, they're not exactly rolling in it.
Right. Not considering like how the big ones
do. At the same time, though, you don't call the cops on it, especially in a small town, a smaller town. I don't know how small that town was, but that leads me to another moral dilemma. This story is, it's cool and screwed up at the same time. A couple of weeks ago, there was a guy in Hastings, Minnesota. He took $1,100 out of the bank, and on his way home, he lost the envelope. Called the police to report it. Figured the money was long gone.
Yeah.
I mean, you lose an envelope with $1,100 in it.
Oh my God, that'd be awful.
A week later, something incredible happened. The man got a call from the police that an anonymous person had returned the money to the cops. Almost all of it.
Okay.
He brought, the person had returned $900.
Of the $1,100.
Yeah, and left a note saying that he had kept $200 because he, quote, really needed it. So the man was reunited with 82% of his stolen money.
Well, he could have kept it all.
True. Yeah.
You know, I mean, he very easily could have
kept
it all.
He basically took an 18% commission for finding it.
Yeah. And, you know, when he found it, he probably thought, oh, my God, I really needed this money. And here it just showed up.
Would you maybe call him an okay Samaritan? Not necessarily a good one.
Well, I think it's good. I mean, I probably would have waited to see if I got a reward or something. But, you know, apparently he really needed it. He didn't. It's not like he like stole it. He found it.
Could have kept it all.
He could have kept it all. He gave most of it back. It was well over 75%. It was 80, you know, 82%.
That's, yeah. I mean, it was basically a tip.
Yeah.
Restaurant percentage type tip.
If he really needed it and he found it all of a sudden and really needed it, like that's, I mean, that's a tough one. Like,
okay. We'll just assume that this guy really needed it. Okay. And by really needed it, needed to pay $200 to his landlord or he was getting thrown out.
Yeah. I'm assuming.
Let's say it's something like that.
Yeah.
We'll just assume the best of this person. Okay. How should we put this? Would you be mad if somebody really needed the $200 and brought you $900 of the $1,100?
I think I'd be happy that I got that $900 back.
Would you be happy with getting 82% of your cash back that you lost? 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 6:55, up to 52 today. We are going to give away, what did we have today?
Heartland Country Corn Maze
that's right.
passes.
Okay. Heartland Country Corn Maze, we got those to give away here coming up in the next hour. Don't miss that. So a guy lost $1,100 in Hastings, Minnesota, and it was found, returned to the police with a note that said, I really needed $200. Sorry, but here's the other $900 back. $900 out of $1,100 is pretty good.
The fact of the matter is he could have been out the whole money.
Could have been out all of it. That is true. But would you be happy to get it back, or would you be upset that he just took your $200? 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Joy's on the phone. How are you, Joy?
Good.
So, would you be happy with 82% of your money back?
Yes, it's better than nothing. He could have kept it all.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, if I found $1,100, it'd be tough. You'd be like, what do I do? You know?
They could have taken it all and went on a shopping spree, but at least they returned some of it back.
Yeah. Because I don't, if I found $1,100, I don't know what I would do.
It's a tough one. But, I mean, if you think about it, like, the fact that he found it when he really needed that money.
I know.
That's the thing that's like.
I know.
You know, you're like, I really need to find a way to get
almost
$200.
Like an act of God or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, he could have, that $1,100 could have disappeared, but at least $900.
Yeah, he did bring most of it back. Thank you for the call, Joy.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Bye. I got an email from Jessica, says I would be happy to get the $900 back. I wouldn't have expected to get any back at all. The fact that he was so broke and still only took $200, even left a note explaining why he kept it. Sounds like dude has a good heart. Yeah,
I agree.
It does. But I still, I don't know, part of me would still be a little upset.
I think initially I would have been like,
what?
What? And then I would have thought about it and then I would have been cool.
Yeah.
But I think initially I would have reacted as upset.
We've got more of your calls and texts coming up here very, very soon. Also, Heartland Country Corn Maze passes to give away. And 90% of men think their woman is naturally beautiful. And it turns out that you really aren't, you guys. You ladies.
We're really not.
You're hiding what you're doing to make yourself naturally
what?
Beautiful.
Nuh-uh.
Apparently, I just found the secrets.
Nuh-uh.
Crack the code. I'll explain coming up. Hang on.
Hot 104.7. .com.